Peter, why do you do that to me?
You're in tune with 208 International Radio Luxembourg, and this is Barry Aldous bringing you the Beatles. Number 10, Can't Buy Me Love. Number 9, All You Need Is Love. And number 8...
Hey, I want to hold your hand.
Hold Your Hand came out in 1963, and that was the year that it really started to happen in such a fantastic way for John, Paul, George, and Ringo. As a matter of fact, in a period of 5 years, that particular platter sold over 5 million copies. This is sort of boogie-woogie piano, and I think it's lovely. Lady Madonna, number 7.
Lady Madonna, children at your feet, wonder how you
see how they run.
my personal favorites by the Beatles, 1968, it came out, Lady Madonna, and you're in tune with the Beatles Top Ten Show here on Radio Luxembourg, courtesy of Revali and its beautiful readers, because you, dear readers of Revali magazine, voted these your top ten favorites. And speaking of Revali magazine, would you like to join the slimming thing in Revali magazine this week? Yeah, I think since returning to Luxembourg, I've put on one stone. Would you believe that? In 9 months, I've put on one stone. So I most certainly will read this particular article in Revali. You can actually eat your way into a bikini, it says here. Ah, I think I'll go topless, if you don't mind. Also, on the exciting Grand Prix Motor Circuit, exclusive stories on James Hunt, Niki Lauda and John Surtees. Rev up, Riff Revali. Rev up, rev up, rev up. It's out tomorrow. It's out today. And out right now. Title tune from the Beatles film Hard Day's Night from 1964. As a matter of fact, what a crazy piece of footage that was. I knew I couldn't say crazy piece of footage. Would you like to obtain English records if you live on the continent? Yeah, well, listen to this. If you live in Luxembourg, Holland, Belgium, or West Germany, or Italy, or France, then you can send an international reply coupon, in fact, three. Multiply that by three. Okay, to this address, Club 208, Box 208, Eastwood in Nottingham. And you'll receive the latest issue of Club 208 magazine, which has all the latest English records listed. Continental listeners, hurry, hurry, hurry. Send your copy now. Well, if you want to do that, they might print it. Send three international reply coupons for your copy of Club 208 magazine. Club 208, Box 208, Eastwood in Nottingham. That's the address. You're in tune with the best of the Beatles.
Let's take you higher. B-I-G-L.
For a change, not on EMI, but Apple.
Jojo was a man who thought he was an owner, but he knew he couldn't dance. Jojo left his home in Tucson, Arizona, off the California grass. Joe.
from that beautiful year, Soixante Neuf, 1969, on Apple, Get Back. And the fascinating thing about that record is that Billy Preston was in there on his organ. Oh, yes. I know that George Harrison adores Billy Preston, as I do. I think he's an unbelievable talent. And I guess the rest of the guys, John and Paul and Ringo, they sort of dig him too. Well, we're at the halfway mark now with the time at 7:30 to 1 on Radio Luxembourg. This is Barry Aldous. We're bringing you the Beatles and, well, we have 5 to go. No, we don't. 4, 3, 2, 1. We have 4 to go. Strawberry Fields Forever. I'm not going to bore you with all these being sort of packaged by EMI. And
let me take you down, cause I'm going to.
Yeah, listen. Strawberry Fields, yeah, 67.
Nothing is real.
Big L, Radio Luxembourg. The Beatles! Their top 10 records, courtesy of Ravalli. And we had number 4 on the list there, Strawberry Fields Forever, and 67 is the year stamped against that. I mentioned that verb to bore just a moment ago. Well, I mean, I don't want to bore you about all these records being packaged by EMI and brought out again. We know the story, don't we? But what a scoop it was for EMI Records. Unbelievable. But the fascinating thing is that each and every one of them, except Yesterday, which was on an LP, was actually available. it wasn't deleted. I mean, you could walk into a record shop any year, this year, last year, the year before, and ask for Lady Madonna, which was number 7, or Can't Buy Me Love, number 10 on our list, and you would have got it. You could have bought it or ordered it. But, oh boy, the talent's there, and I hope in 5 years' time they'll do it all over again. By the way, every song in this top 10 was written by, Lennon and McCartney. It's 2.5 minutes to 1, and I might mention Bob Stewart, as we've got all the heavies in here, John, Paul, George and Ringo, and Bob. Now, Bob Stewart is appearing at the Carousel Ride Isle of Wight on Friday, this coming Friday, the 28th of May, and you've just got to be there, all right? Get into your rowing boat and be the hare.
She loves you, yeah.
Started it all in 63, number 3 on our list, She Loves You.
Your love, when I saw her yesterday, yeah, it's you she's thinking of, and she told me what to say, yeah. She said she loves you, and you know that can't be bad. Yes, she loves you, and you know you should be glad. She said you heard her though. You know you should be glad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves you. 1 o'clock the time.
From the news desk of Britain's biggest selling daily news.
The best.
Big L.
And we come to number 2 now. It's gone so quickly, hasn't it?
Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. Start take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her under your skin, and you begin to make it
Hey Jude, and hey, that riff that we're listening to right now is so well known in jazz circles, in classical musical circles, not to mention pop circles. Very, very high on the list, number two, as a matter of fact, in our top 10 countdown of the Beatles records, courtesy of Ravelli magazine. Hey Jude!